Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from She's Pissed, who says, "Am I the butthole for requesting that my wife cleans up after herself? I, 28 male, married my wife, 23 female, who we'll call Danny, about a year ago, and we were very lucky to get pregnant soon after. Danny is in her third trimester now and on pregnancy leave. Once we got the good news, I started working extra hours in order to save money for when the baby gets here. This means that I have to get up extra early every morning to get to work. I try to be out the door by 6 a.m. I get home a little later and I'm usually pretty beat, but I still contribute to the house by doing dishes, cleaning up after the cat, cause she can't, that kind of stuff. This new routine has been hard on both of us, but we've made it work and so far everything has been fine. That is until the other day, when I wake up to Danny crying. We only have one bathroom, which is downstairs, and lately Danny has been having a little more trouble going up and down the stairs. This usually went fine, but this time she didn't make it. So when I came downstairs, I found her in tears, standing in her own mess. She was clearly very embarrassed, and even more so that I caught her. I immediately felt bad for her and tried to comfort her and told her it's all good. It can happen to anyone. Just clean it up and we'll go back to bed. She asked me if I could help her, but I told her that made me uncomfortable. I would never expect anyone to clean up after my mess. To be honest, it has happened before when I had a couple too many beers, but I always clean up after myself, and it would feel weird to ask Danny to do it for me in that situation. She got really mad and called me insensitive for making her clean up after herself after an already embarrassing enough situation. I proposed a compromise. She would clean up the mess and I would get her clean PJs since I'd just done the laundry anyway. She asked me if this is what it's going to be like if the baby made a mess, and I told her I would be perfectly okay to clean up after a baby since it can't clean up after itself. I then told her I didn't have the time to stand there arguing with her all night when I had to get up in like 3 hours to go to work and provide for us. So I walked upstairs, grabbed her PJs for her, and went back to bed. The next morning when I got downstairs, I found her on the couch. She told me she barely slept and felt horrible about the night before. She called me an asshole and said that by not helping her, I only embarrassed her more. She then told me she would be staying with her mum until I got my shit together. It's been half a day now and she's not responding to my texts. I talked about it with a few co-workers and I'm getting mixed responses, but I just want to make sure. Am I the asshole? Edit. So after about 5 hours, most of you all seem to agree that I am the asshole. Danny's coming home tonight to pick up some stuff, so I hope we'll have a moment to talk it out then. I'll take your guys' verdict into account going into the conversation. I did see people who would see my side of the story, so I do hope she'll take that into account too. We'll update soon. And as always, there was some comments where OP replied to them, maybe giving some additional information, so we're going to go through those first. The comment says, "You say you'd be fine cleaning up after a baby because they are not physically capable. What if your child had an accident at the age of, say, 7? Would you make them clean up after themselves, or?" And OP says, "Fair question. I honestly can't say for sure. Maybe I'd see it as a good teaching moment." Someone replies and says, "Teach what? Humiliation?" OP responds saying, "No, I meant like the gentle parenting thing where you teach kids the logical consequence for their actions. You make a mess, intentional or not, doesn't matter, so you clean it up." Another comment says, "Why would you choose a username to mock her and the situation?" OP says, "Didn't mean to mock her, just popped into my head when I was making the throwaway. It just stuck." Another comment says, What do you mean at my place? Are you not married? Opie responds and says she moved in with me 2 years into the relationship during the pandemic. Property's in my name, so force a habit, I guess. Opie goes on to say the doctor said she shouldn't exert herself too much, but she's not bed rest, no. And last comment from OP, who says, I've seen her crouch to pick up stuff and the doctor's never explicitly said she can't. But I've talked to her last night and she's made it clear that it's very painful for her, which was the first time I heard about it. Everyone must understand that cleaning up another human's mess is never going to be a pleasant experience. It's just not going to be, right? But you come down, you see a loved one distressed, embarrassed, and your first initial reactions were really good to me, that you comforted her and told her it's all good. It can happen to anyone. Incontinence during pregnancy is common, before and after pregnancy. You've got a baby growing inside you and squashing everything. It's no surprise. And I can already feel some people saying to me, she could have dealt with it herself. But I just don't understand how you could see a loved one in that kind of situation and not immediately want to help or offer to help. Or even when asking, helping then. I've been through something similar in my past, not pregnancy, but another medical situation where a family member lost control of basically all bodily functions near the end, basically. And what hurt the most is seeing them so embarrassed about it, tearing up thinking about it. And they would be upset and say, you shouldn't have to be doing this. And you try to reassure them and let them know, it doesn't matter. You're not doing this on purpose or anything like that. And you're just trying to reassure them that everything's fine and that you love them. And it's no problem. Someone that you love, someone that you care for, which then casts me to OP's wife. And you think, do you really think that they want to be in that situation? Stood there, covered in their own bodily fluids, asking someone else to help clean it up? No, I don't think so. But not on my bingo card says, hold up, you told your co-workers about your wife soiling herself. Oh my God. And the fact that a woman in a third trimester would have a really terrible time kneeling and getting back up off the floor. Oh my God, you're the butthole. Parsimonious Salad says you're the arsehole. She is in her third trimester. You should have helped. You also need to figure out something so she doesn't have to go up and down the stairs in the middle of the night. But she may have figured that out for herself by moving to her mother's. Omen says, I don't know if it goes against the grain of the comments here already, but my judgment is you're the butthole. Just because she is capable of cleaning up after herself doesn't mean she has to and that you couldn't have helped. Now, I've never been in this particular situation, but there have been plenty of times where my partner and I will clean up each other's vomit in situations because we have empathy and feel bad for each other. Yes, we could make them do it themselves because they got 2 feet and a heartbeat, but there is a sense of love and compassion there. It's in sickness and in health, dude. If you can't do that, maybe she is right to question her status raising a child with you. Edit to add, to everyone saying not the butthole, please get on your hands and knees with a large hard beach ball over your stomach and clean the floor. Thanks. Pumpkin Spiciness says your wife, who is 7 months pregnant at least, had an accident because she couldn't make it to the bathroom on time. And you didn't immediately say, don't worry, I'll clean up. Instead, she had to ask for your help and even then you refused. Do you just really not care about her? Are you working so many hours that you're not thinking straight? Yeah, you're the butthole. Apologize. So then OP comes in with her update and says, so I wanted to post this before going to work, while it's still fresh in my memory. Basically, not much has happened since I posted the original thread, until Danny came home later that night. Her mum was with her, but she only helped her load up stuff and didn't look at me or address me once. While her mum was packing Danny's things, Danny sat down in the living room and I joined her. I told her we needed to talk about what happened and she reluctantly agreed. She explained to me that for her to get down and up on her knees to clean the floor was painful and that it was borderline cruel to expect that of her. I told her that if she was having so much trouble moving, that she should have told me sooner, so we could have worked on a solution together. And if she had explained to me calmly yesterday, then I would have reacted differently. She thought it was too much to ask of her to spell everything out and that I need to be more present, both during the pregnancy and after. I told her that was difficult for me to hear, as I feel that I already contribute significantly and don't want to feel like she doesn't see that. She expressed that she does appreciate me putting in extra time at work, but that she also needs emotional support, especially in situations like last night's. I agreed with her to an extent, but I did try to make sure she understood why I found the situation uncomfortable in the moment, which, after some explaining, she did. I briefly considered telling her that I talked about it at work and showing her the thread, but I'll take Reddit's advice to heart and keep that to myself. I won't delete the posts, she's not on Reddit anyway. So we concluded on the following things. Danny will be staying with her mum. She does have a bathroom on every floor, until we figured out a way for her to sleep downstairs comfortably, i.e. not on the couch or on the air mattress. I've apologised sincerely for making her discomfort worse, and she in turn apologised for blowing up at me the way she did, and we mutually agreed we're going to work on it. For those of you wishing that Danny leaves me, I love my wife very much. In the 5 years we've been together, we've never had anything like this, and I'm determined to make us work again, and so is she. So all in all, I think things will turn out alright. Thanks for your insights, Reddit, and for making me see that I acted a little out of line. And I think it has to be said, people were pretty skeptical about that update, wondering about the future of this relationship and things like that. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Story. And our next story comes from Shades of Cool, who says, "Bride invites me to wedding and expects me to pay for venue. Haven't spoken to her in 2 years, by the way." So, this friend I made in university and I were once close, until she got engaged 2 years ago and cut off all her single friends because she's too good for single friends and can only now have engaged or married friends. Lol, according to her. Haven't spoken to her in 2 years since that, and have since gotten over it since it's been a while. I get an email today that I thought was spam. Turns out it was a wedding invitation. Not personally from her, but from her coordinator inviting me to their wedding. At the bottom of the invite was a bill for $400 to pay for the venue plus $150 for the meal. I know this varies around the world, but where I am, the bride and groom or maybe their families pays for the venue and food. Not random people you don't talk to. 20 people in total were invited to the wedding. You could see all the emails in the sent to bar, so I guess she's pretty much only invited me to help pay her cost. I would never have the balls to do that to someone, especially after telling them we can't be friends because you're engaged and can't have single friends. And no, I'm not the kind of friend that parties or drinks. She cut off any friend she had that wasn't engaged or married. I now know what they mean when they say weddings bring out the worst in people. Edits. Okay, after I declined to a coordinator, the bride messaged asking why I declined, so I'm gonna give my response. And then OP does give an update in a moment. And oh my word, I find this just such a weird thing to do. And I mean, the start of the post was weird in itself, that she cut you, all the single friends, off for being single and she can only have engaged or married friends. And seeing as you're like on a chain email, you can see everyone else's email addresses, just reply all and say, "That's a no from me." You're having to pay $550 to attend someone's wedding, someone that cut you off of all things as well. I wonder if everyone else in that list was all other single friends as well that you know, she cut off in the past. But trying to get into the head of that bride and sitting there with your coordinator and trying to type this up and put, yeah, let's put some bills on the bottom of these invitations. That's, yeah. And then they can help pay for the wedding too. And just think, what goes through their minds? Obviously that did, but holy moly. And I won't cover the comments on this one because everyone was pretty much just saying, you know, decline this. Why would you attend this? Why is someone putting a bill on the bottom of an invite, you know? But in fact, there was one comment that was suspicious and saying maybe, you know, she's just invited 20 people that she wants to pay for the wedding, like ex-friends or whatever, single friends or whatever. But there's going to be a lot more attending the wedding because she's crowdfunded $8,000 for a venue and $3,000 for catering. It seems like a lot of money for 20 people, doesn't it? So I don't know. Maybe they were right on that one. But let's move on to the update to see what happens next. So Opie says, so after she sent me the message asking me why I declined, I just said it's impossible to finance that. She didn't say anything. I spoke to the mutual friend. The mutual friend isn't going, but was told about the mandatory payment. Lol, prior to the invitations going out, because basically like other users here suggested, I was like plan C of people to invite, and she really needed people to come to this wedding because the venue gives her a discount if the quantity of people reaches a certain amount. Everyone in the wedding party is not paying, so I was like a last resort type thing. Basically like so many of you suggested. Since we are age all 23 to 24, not everyone who she invited was able to pay in the first place. So yeah, she was like, who's next on the list? Oh yeah, shades of cool. I guess she thought I'd forget about her reasoning for cutting off her friends, but I don't. As for everyone wondering who the fiancé is, no one has met him, not even a mutual friend, but he was in charge of a club at our university. I've heard he's kind of a dick. So I guess she realizes, like, you can't just cut friends off and send them that years later. That doesn't work, but she wanted to try her luck. He has a lot of friends as well, so I think his friends overshadows hers and she just wants someone there for her. But no, you cannot harvest and bear fruit from a tree you never wanted. Ooh, I like that saying at the end there. But what do you guys make of this one? I couldn't see it going any other way, to be quite honest. Why would you attend that wedding? There's just no reason for it. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below and let's have another story. And our next story comes from BroadBasis6799, who says, am I the asshole for refusing to help my parents with their mortgage, forcing them to lose their home, even though I can easily pay it off? As children, my parents would buy my two brothers whatever they requested, regardless of how expensive it was. Allowed them to go on trips with them and threw them over-the-top birthday parties, while I didn't receive any. For example, my brothers got to go to Disney for their birthdays, while I stay with my grandparents. Fortunately, my aunt slash grandma took me to Disney for a few months later. After being called out, they said they couldn't afford the trip for five. As we got a little older, my parents had us working in their business after school and weekends. They gave both my brothers allowances for helping out while I didn't receive anything and was expected to do more. I wish it was just financial abuse though. My parents always said very hurtful things. They'd make comments when I entered the room and honestly, still don't know what I did wrong. When my brother graduated high school, they gave him an all-inclusive trip around Europe for the summer. When I graduated the next year, I didn't even get a party from them. I think the worst of it being they paid for both of my brothers' higher education, but told me to figure it out because they can't afford to pay for three college degrees. At 18, I moved in with my grandparents full-time and decided not to go to college because I didn't want to get into debt or put that burden on my grandparents, who offered to pay for some. I did, however, take them up on their offer to financially support me until I had a job. My grandma gifted me about $5,000 after moving in with her to help me start an online business I told her about. Long story short, my online shop blew up and made well over six figures my first year. Within 5 years, two online shops and a lot of investing in real estate and stocks, I now make way more money than my parents ever made combined. During the pandemic, my parents had to shut down their restaurant and are still struggling to make ends meet. They are also unable to pay for their mortgage and are afraid they'll go homeless if I don't support them. They also have a lot of medical bills after my father got into an accident and needed surgery for his knee. I, being so grateful for everything my grandparents and aunt have done for me, decided to get my grandparents their dream home and paid off my aunt's debts for medical school. After realizing that I can also easily afford to pay off their debt slash mortgage, my parents have been begging me, literal tears, to save their home, but I refused. They told me I'm an arsehole and that I deserve my upbringing and that I shouldn't be punishing my siblings and forcing them out of their homes for the actions of my parents. I'm not punishing my siblings though. I'd be more than happy to support them. especially my baby sister, if she comes and stays with me or my grandparents? Am I the asshole for watching them become homeless? And we start off with Thin Difference, who says, not the butthole. As soon as you refused, the mask slipped. They told you that you deserved their mistreatment. Hoxton Lover says, not the butthole. Your parents, if the whole account of them marginalizing you during childhood and knowingly preferring your siblings financially is true, then they have reaped what they have sowed. And using their own crappy parenting history as you deserve that retroactively is a wild thing to say. Lol, some logical leaps right there. They in fact deserve you to not give them money. Liz 4 says, not the butthole, in quotes. They told me that I'm an asshole and I deserve my upbringing and that I shouldn't be punishing my siblings and forcing them out of their homes for the actions of my parents. So they know full well they mistreated you and expected you to help them regardless. They're definitely the buttholes. You did everything without any backing from them. Just because you've chosen to help people who helped you doesn't mean the ones who didn't are entitled to your support as well. And I agree very much with the first comment on this one, that the mask slipped. As soon as you told them no, they told you that you deserved that mistreatment from them. So they were well aware of the past. It's not like, you know, it wasn't some like unknown favoritism going on. They were well aware of the way they brought you up and then tried to guilt you by bringing your siblings into it and said that you're forcing them out of their homes, which you end. You've offered alternatives to that as well. Very kind of you to do so. And it kind of got me thinking, I'd love to know the grandparents' thoughts on this, not on the actual story itself, but like on what their child is doing to their kids and the way that they've treated them. They obviously feel guilty or disagree or whatever, because they've taken in OP in this situation, which I think is a wonderful thing to do. I would love to know their thoughts on this as well. Not that we'd get them, but I think it's just interesting. But what's your thoughts on this story? What would you do if you was in OP situation? Could you ever see yourself helping them out? I just don't think it's possible, especially with the mask clipping at the end, the way OP's been brought up. I just don't think it's right. But let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and time always means the absolute world to me. I'm always completely shocked that you're spending, you know, 20 minutes watching a video with me, relaxing, chilling, whatever you're up to. Don't forget to let me know as well. Always love to hear it. Come on to Twitter at Mark Narrations. Let me know there as well. Share me your pet tags, all that good stuff. Hopefully I'll be bringing that back soon to the channel as well soon. And I will see you soon. I said soon there too many times, but much love to you guys. Take care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.